Israeli forces entered the city of Ramallah on Tuesday morning and raided three Palestinian civil society organizations. Israeli forces broke into the offices of prisoner support and human rights group Ad-Damir, Union of Palestinian Women's Committee, as well as PINGO, the Palestinian Non-Governmental Organizations Network.
Today, December the 11th, at 3 a.m., morning, that the Israeli occupation forces raided the offices of Bingo and as well Ad-Damir and another organization, and they have scattered our files, confiscated some of the laptops and servers from other organizations.
In addition to breaking doors, desks, and filing cabinets, Israeli forces confiscated computers, laptops, hard disks, cameras, and files from the organizations. Israeli forces confiscated 7 laptops and 3 hard drives from the Union of Palestinian Women's Committee alone.
We think that this will have bad effects on our work, and the occupation is responsible for any problem in our services towards women and children in Palestine, because we are running about 20 kindergartens and nurseries. We have cooperatives, we have different programs with Palestinian women.
Although Palestinian civil society organizations have been raided and ransacked by Israeli forces in the past, some believe that this most recent raid is a message to the Palestinians after the PLO's UN bid in November.
I think it's related to the political discourse as well in general, and the fact that 138 states vote in favor of Palestine to be an observer state in the UN. This is also to send a message to the Palestinian community that you're not going to guarantee much from this political step.
So far this year, Israeli forces raided 2 Palestinian television networks in Ramallah and briefly detained 4 employees in February, and ransacked the anti-apartheid wall campaign in May. The 3 Palestinian civil society organizations ransacked by Israeli forces on Tuesday morning have been assisting the Palestinian population in the West Bank and Gaza Strip in their respective fields before the establishment of the Palestinian Authority. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.